It's Tuesday, April 7th. I'm Oscar Ramirez from the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles, and this is your daily coronavirus update. Something to watch out for in getting tested and seeing a doctor during this pandemic: unforeseen medical bills. While you might not get charged for the test itself, you might not want to go to the emergency room. Some in-network emergency rooms could be staffed with doctors from private companies. Emery Huderman, correspondent for Kaiser Health News, joins us for more. Thanks for joining us, Emery.
My pleasure.
You wrote an interesting article, something that I had been very curious about with all that was going on with coronavirus and COVID-19. We'd been talking a lot about testing, ramping up tests. People need to get out to the, and get tested and see if they have it, all that, and talking to doctors and all this. The cost associated with this is something I was very concerned about. And we know that the president signed a law that ensures Americans wouldn't be charged for testing. They can get the test for free. But there's a lot of other costs associated with this, in-network, out-of-network costs that could be incurred. So tell us a little bit about that.
Absolutely. So this goes right to the heart of a big issue in American healthcare before the coronavirus pandemic even hit us, and that's the issue of price transparency in healthcare, surprise medical bills. This got a lot of attention in recent years because people were getting bills that they didn't expect, in particular from, say, an out-of-network provider at an in-network hospital. You think that your insurance covers the emergency room you're walking into. It turns out that the emergency room doctor might not be contracted with your insurer, even if the hospital is. So basically, what we started to ask questions about was, okay, if you say that tests for coronavirus are going to be free for the consumer, for the patient, what does that look like? And it turns out that the test might be free. And according to the law, the test and its related services are supposed to be free, but there's a lot of leeway for people to end up with big medical bills that they don't expect out of this.
Yeah, and one of the interesting parts of this is that a lot of this is happening in ERs, in the emergency room, and everybody knows that costs are a lot bigger there. You spoke to a guy who kind of went through this whole thing. Thankfully, he never tested positive for coronavirus, but he went and got tested a couple times. He had to go to the ER, and his costs now are about $2,000.
Yes, that's right. He was someone who looked at the coronavirus test as something that he didn't necessarily think he needed until he was actually contacted by some hospital officials who said, "We need you to come in. We're concerned that you have it." And he said, "You know what? I heard that the test was going to be free, and I felt this was my responsibility to, you know, my community. I don't want to dangerously expose anyone." And so he went in and took the test, and he ended up with these medical bills as a result.
And tell us about the costs incurred. Like, obviously we don't have an itemized sheet or anything like this, but what kind of costs did he get?
So he ended up with some costs for things like facilities fees, things that you would pay as a result of just walking into an ER. And a lot of those set provider tests, provider fees as well. Basically, the things that make up those explanations of benefits that you get from your insurer, that give you a list of all these items that you don't necessarily identify all of them. But he had facilities fees, doctor's fees, like I said, things that are supposed to be related to testing. But when it comes to these kinds of charges, it's actually up to the providers, billers, and coders who get to determine what is a related charge. And so, you know, it seems like at the very least, either because of the confusion or because of loopholes in the law, it looks like he might end up with some pretty high medical bills from this.
And even people that aren't really going through this, they might have other illnesses. It's a possibility that their doctor or their hospital could be overwhelmed with patients experiencing, symptoms from COVID-19. And they might even get, charged here or there because of, other things that they have to go through.
Right. That's a really good point. And actually, that's one thing that lawmakers on Capitol Hill were really concerned about when they said, we have to do something about surprise medical bills. We're in an era right now where people, if you try to go to your healthcare facility, you might find that eventually you're turned away because your hospital is so overwhelmed by coronavirus patients that even if you've got an emergency, it might be an unrelated emergency, and you're sent to a hospital that you've never been to before, that you have no idea if your insurance covers or not. So surprise medical bills were one of those things that we're really, really concerned about going into a medical crisis on this scale in particular.
So what is what do we do? Let's say we are coming down with some symptoms. We fear we might have this. We want to get tested. Is there anything that we can do to look out for beforehand so that we're not getting any of these surprise bills later?
Well, there are a few things you can do, and unfortunately, they don't totally inoculate you from surprise bills, but you cannot go to an ER for your coronavirus test because ERs are kind of one of the biggest offenders when it comes to surprise medical bills. And a lot of people end up with big bills just from walking in the door. Go to one of those drive-up sites, for instance. You at least might not see that facility fee coming on your bill.
Yeah, that's a very good one. And I know that they are ramping up those other alternate testing sites. So something to look into in case, you know, hopefully you don't, but in case you have to go through that that avenue. Emery Hudeman.
Absolutely.
Emery Hudeman.
Absolutely. No, I'm so sorry. I'm just going to say, absolutely. We're in this time where people are really concerned for their health and safety. They want to do the right thing. I hope the best for everyone.
Emery Hudeman, correspondent at Kaiser Health News. Thank you very much for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
I'm Oscar Ramirez, and this has been your Daily Coronavirus Update. Don't forget that for today's big news stories, you can check me out on the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.